goes on for so long, eventually it becomes impossible to sustain it. And for people who can understand it, the derivative market, ultimately, because of these failures to implement proper systems, what they were creating was some kind of distorted matrix out there, which has grown over time and over time, year after year, with further distortions, further inaccuracies, and then eventually it's going to come crashing down. It has done, and it's such a mess, nobody can resolve it. The simple solution, the obvious solution, let it go.
Yeah, let the whole system go and forgive all debt. Now, I've got to tell you that during the 90s and into these last 8 years of this new millennium, we've got companies like Rothschild-backed Veolia. Now, I want to go into this because somebody sent me a photograph from Sweden of a bus company that in their local city. It's a city of 50, 60,000 people. And on the back of the bus, of course, the name of the town and everything, I won't give it out, but at the bottom of the bus it says Veolia Company. Now, the bus company in this city is run by Veolia. Now, in my neighborhood here out in the middle of nowhere in France, my water company is owned by Veolia. If you drive down to the city about 80 kilometers from me, a big city, 150,000, all the rubbish is picked up by Veolia. If you go over to Britain, they've got consoles that have turned over there. Rubbish pickup to Veolia, and they're not doing it anymore. So my point is, and guess who owns Veolia? Rothschild. Now this guy went out into municipalities all over Europe and has been buying the rights of real services that are going to have to be paid by every one of us into their coffers. This is what they were doing with this funny money the whole time. They were pumping it up, they were siphoning it off, and they were using it to put into hard assets so that when the new system has to ultimately be implemented, they still got all the values. They got all the water systems. They got all the rubbish pickup. You don't get on a bus without paying them. You don't flush your toilet without them getting a profit from it. And they're also behind the carbon tax, so you can't even take a breath anymore without paying them.
Absolutely, Darrell. These people have put themselves in a situation. You know, we listen to our governments, members of our government talk about, you know, their concern for the environment and depleting natural resources and being environmentally friendly and living in a sustainable fashion, all these lovely buzzwords. And then we find that legislation's being enacted throughout the whole of Europe that says that if you have a well on your own property, it's illegal for you to withdraw water from it, and you now have to take water from Veolia or one of their service companies. I mean, it wouldn't be so bad if they were just taking it over and the people who had some level of independence kept it. But these people are changing the laws across the whole of the European state.
Yep.
Force people into dependency on these companies which they've now got private ownership of. I make the point, Darrell, we have Veolia collecting our rubbish here. It's not collected any better than it was before. We put it out the door, it goes. Nothing's changed except that my council tax is higher than it used to be because it has to cover the profit margin of Veolia.
That's right.
The rubbish was collected for cost, whatever the cost of putting it together was. Now it's got Veolia's profits in there.
Well, not only does it have that, but what you've got also given them is an across-the-board micromanageable control over whole publics. If they've, like here, they've got my water. They've got it. You know, in America, Brown and Ferris, a company that was hauling rubbish, they're across all the United States. They're very, very, very close to this, to the Rothschild fortune. They're a co-company with Veolia. Veolia is running all the water systems in 70% of the cities, major cities in America. And of course, you're exactly right. Now they want a meter. You see what they do? What they're doing? They let you take water out of your own well, but they're going to charge you for it. Yeah, charge you to take water out of your own well. Now, you know, in France, water rights go with the property if the property has that written into its original contract. I have a piece of property with an old beat-up farmhouse on it, and the water that's under the building is supposed to be my water, and I can use it for whatever reason I want. That you're exactly right, they're changing that. That water, they're saying, because it bleeds out past my my border of my property is also the property of the of someone else. So now you have to meter it, and I have to pay somebody to take my own water. This is madness. And of course, but you see, Muhammad, what they did over the time of building this bubble, they were siphoning huge sums. Now, the timber industry is owned by them. The all of the gold. You and I both know about what they've been doing in the juniors out of Canada, junior gold mining. They have been shorting the businesses and then scooping them up like nobody's business at prices that are below what these companies have on their balance sheet for cash. Well, you tell them that you got to tell these people the story about that company. I mean, I looked into it after I was dumbstruck by it. The one where they got more money in cash in their balance sheet than the price of the stock, Bob.
Oh, indeed, yes. Redcorp Ventures. We have a situation there, symbol on the TSX exchange, if anybody wishes to go and look at this story, RDV. We see that Redcorp Ventures have very good gold resources in the ground. It's all been published and done with the official stock exchange numbers. And the company has agreed to buy their gold for the next, I think, 7 years, isn't it, Darryl?
Yep.
At $400 an ounce guaranteed, plus an upfront check for $90 million. So they've given them a check which is going in the bank for $90 million cash, and they're guaranteed $400 on every ounce they pull out the ground thereafter. The current value of the company, I think, is something like $40, $42 million. The company's valued at half the value of the check that they were given 2 months ago. And I actually rang them up, you know, Darryl, and spoke to the guy who does the public relations on the part of the company, and I said, what's going on? He said, we haven't got a clue. He said, I really don't understand it. This company is worth $500 to $800 million easily, and there's nothing we can do about it. These guys on the exchange just keep writing the value of our stock down. Nothing we can do.
Well, they did it with Aurelian, and now Aurelian's delisted, and they've stolen the company, I think it was 55 or 60 Canadian dollars per ounce of gold in the ground, when everybody knows that gold is at 900, and the gold that they have a gold discovery, that surface gold, I mean, it's such a rich vein of gold that they discovered that they could pick it up with a bulldozer and just throw it into their crushers, and it's an enormous amounts of gold come out.
The interesting thing about Redcorp Ventures, of course, what RDV tells us, Darryl, is that an acceptable price for wholesale price for gold for manufacturing for companies mining and excavating is $400 an ounce plus an upfront lump. Had that been the case for Aurelian, it would have sold not at $50 an ounce but at $400 an ounce just on that one field. Just on that one strike.
And there's 95,000 hectares of land undiscovered and a western fault full of gold that they know is sitting there. What we're talking about here, Muhammad, is absolute fraud and theft.
So, total. That company should have sold for 8 times. It sold for $1 billion. It should have sold for $8 billion. The shareholders got $8 a share. They should be getting $40 a share. That's at trade wholesale prices. That's not at $800 or $900 an ounce, Darryl. That's at the mine head price, $400 an ounce.
Well, see, so what we know is that kleptocracy and crime are the rule, not the exception today. And we see it in our politics. We see it in everything. This can't go on. See, people can't live in an environment like this for long without something giving. Something has to give way, Muhammad. What do you think is going to give way first? I mean, are these criminals going to finally...